If you'll open your Bibles this morning to the book of Acts, chapter 20, verse 29 and 30. If you take notes, I've titled the message, Fake News. Fake News. You know, there's so much of that going around today, I just couldn't resist it. I couldn't. The Holy Spirit put this on my... The Holy Spirit put this on my heart. I was watching something on television, and it was a commentator talking to a guest, and the guest said something, and the commentator snapped back, "Fake news!" And boy, that struck me. And I thought about it, and I prayed on it, and you and our Father gave me some words to share with you about fake news. And a scripture verse we're going to look at is Acts 20, 29, and 30. Acts 20, verses 29 and 30. Thus saith the Lord, I know that after my departure, fierce wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. And from among your own selves will arise men speaking twisted things to draw away the disciples after them. Before we look at this, let's close our eyes and ask the Lord to open this text up to us and the title even. Father, we do come to this to this passage of Scripture, and we know, Lord, that fake news has been around since forbidden fruit. And we thank you, Lord, that we have your word on everything. And as we look into this, we pray that your Spirit would walk amongst us. And if there be one here today who knows not Christ as Savior, we pray, Father, you would be pleased and you would be glorified to call that one to yourself in Christ. Help us, Father, and help us, Holy Spirit, to leave this place with a blessing. And we ask it all in Christ's name and for your glory. Fake news. Incredible word. You know, I guess people have always known about the word, but it's really today. In the political arena that we have in the United States, it really is come to the forefront. There's a lot being said about fake news, but the fact is, the actual fact is, fake news has been around since the beginning of mankind. I said just a moment ago, fake news has been around since forbidden fruit, and that's true. We'll look into that. It's used around the world. Fake news is used around the world, nationally, corporately, and at every level where groups of people work together. Wherever you're going to have a group of people together, somewhere at some point, you'll find fake news. Now, before it was coined fake news, it used to be called rumors. They used to be called gossip or opinions. But now we call it fake news. But President Trump, he coined the expression a long time ago, fake news, and it has stuck. And I would also tell you that fake news is also found in churches. I suppose that isn't a surprise to anybody, but it needs to be said. Fake news is found in churches, and that's why Paul, in our text, is warning the church that fake news will invade the church once he's gone. Now, I would remind you of something, that of every one of the epistles that Paul wrote, the first one was doctrinal. It gave the church the doctrine. And the second one was always to refute heresy. Always. 1 Corinthians and then 2 Corinthians. The God of this world has blinded the minds of those that don't believe, and on and on and on, all about the things that are going to happen in the church. 1 Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians. 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy. Paul warned the church that fake news will invade it once he's gone. You see, he was a protector, and he had ears. And although they didn't have cell phones back then, they had people who could run good, and they used to run and give news of what was going on. And letters were written. And in Paul's warning, the apostle describes two groups of people in our text that will confront the church. In verse 29, he says, fierce wolves, I love that, will come in among you. He could have said, people are going to come in lying. He says fierce wolves. He uses those words for a reason. Every word in the Bible, there's a purpose for it. And fierce wolves shows you that they're coming in and they are taking no prisoners. They're coming in and they're going to come in biting. This is a reference to external enemies, people that are not in a church. They will, after Paul's gone, those outside of the church will come in and they will be like fierce wolves. Now, what Paul's probably implying to here, at least what most of the commentaries I've looked at said, is he was implying that the popular heresy of Gnosticism would attack the church. Now, Gnosticism is a heresy that teaches that all matter is evil and only secret wisdom, which only the Gnostics have, I might add, could bring salvation to a soul. And many commentators think that that's the wolves he was talking about. And it's sad to report that even in the 21st century, Gnosticism is still around circulating fake news about the Son of God and circulating news about fake news about the Word of God. It's still around. Now look at verse 30. In verse 30, Paul gives us a second group that will rise up and spread fake news. He writes, "And from among your own selves will arise men speaking twisted things." People don't realize this, but the greatest enemy the church faces does not come from without. It comes from within. And that's what he's saying in the text. And what he was probably referring to here was Judaizers. People that were Jews, that were Christians, who believed that, yes, the blood of Christ, yes, he was the Messiah, but you have to be a Jew as well. And nearly all the churches in the New Testament, the early church, were plagued with Jews who would spread that fake news around, that they must adopt the customs of the Jews in order to be saved. Now today we have churches that say, well, not only do you, it's a work salvation, basically, not maybe so much you have to be a Jew, but you have to speak in tongues, or you have to be baptized, or you have to do something else. And that's all fake news. That has nothing to do with salvation. Proof verse, Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. "For you have been saved by grace through faith, and that not of yourself. It's a gift of God, lest any man should boast." But the fake news that went around then with Gnosticism and Judaizers, still going around today. And even some new things have been added to it. This is what Paul wrote about in Galatians 2:4 when he was talking about Judaizers. He said, "Yet because of false brothers secretly brought in, who slipped in to spy out our freedom that we have in Christ Jesus so they might bring us into slavery." And that is the purpose of fake news in the church, to enslave a people, to put the shackles back on. And when we look at the very origins of fake news, we have to go all the way back to the Garden of Eden, when Satan first questioned God's word. In Genesis 3:1, Satan said, "Did God actually say you shall not eat any tree of any tree in the garden? Did he really say that, Eve?" And after questioning God's word and noting that Eve was still standing there after he asked her that question, because he caught that, she wasn't offended by it. She didn't say, "Oh no, God is sovereign. No, no. We'll die. We can't eat it." Didn't do that. She just stood there. There's no narration. She wasn't offended. So what did the serpent do? He changed God's word. First he questioned it, then he changed it. The serpent said to the woman in Genesis 3, 4, and 5, "You will not surely die." Boom. Altogether different idea than what God had. "For God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be open and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." He changed it. That was the first fake news man had ever heard. You know, everything in life has a connection to God and the Bible. Everything. And fake news is no exception. What he told, what the serpent told Eve was fake news. And it's probable, it's highly probable that Eve passed on that fake news to Adam when she handed him the forbidden fruit. She probably said, "Hey, Adam, the snake said this is okay. It's forbidden fruit, but surely we won't die." That's fake news. And as we all know, that fake news had immediate and eternal consequences for all mankind. And we see that proof verse in Romans 5:12. "Therefore, just as sin came into the world through one man, and death through sin, and so death spread to all men because all sinned." All from a couple of sentences of fake news. The world was cursed. The earth was cursed because of fake news. Now, we also see from the origin, of fake news exactly what it is. We got to find out what fake news is. Simply put, it's a lie that's dressed up to look like the truth. It's a lie that's dressed up to look like the truth. That's what false news is. That's exactly what the devil did. He didn't say there was no God. He simply said, "You won't die." He questioned him, and then when he questioned her, she didn't become offended or run away. Then he changed it. He gave her the fake news, and she bit, literally. Fake news is a premeditated attempt to lead and deceive one, lead one away from the truth. And it's sad to say that we live in a world today that's saturated, absolutely saturated with fake news. For example, the world's Christmas story, Santa Claus and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and those little elves. Fake news. It's fake news. How about the world's Easter story? Chocolate idols and marshmallow peeps. I like marshmallow peeps, but it's not the Easter story. It's fake news when it's used that way. How about the Thanksgiving story? Big meal, parade, maybe a football game. Fake news. That's not what Thanksgiving is about. That's not what the pilgrims were doing. Most of the radio and most of the TV that's available today to us is laced with fake news. And our government, we can't leave them out. Our government and our politicians fill our heads with all manners of fake news. And it's because of this saturation of fake news that Americans are deaf to the truth. They're deaf to it. We've been fed so much fake news, it's difficult to distinguish between what's true and what's not true. You find that to be true? I do. I watch television sometimes, and I'll listen to the Channel 3 guy on national news. And then I'll go to the Channel 4 guy, NBC. And then I'll go to CNN. And then I'll go to Fox. They're all different. They all have a different slant and a bias. They take some truth and they dress it up. Or they dress up the truth, or they dress up a lie to make it a truth. And it's everywhere. We can't get away from it. I think Donald Trump said something once that really, I started thinking about in that vein. He said, "I know things. I didn't know this before I was president, but I know things that the people don't know." And yet he still will give us stuff that will not be completely truth. He won't do it. He can't do it. That's just the way our world is. Our world is broken. And our world is sin-filled. It's also interesting to note that Satan, the devil, is the father of fake news. Now, how do we know that's true? Because our Lord Jesus Christ tells us that in John 8:44. You, he says to those who were trying to kill him, are of the of your father the devil, and your will is to do your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning and has nothing to do with the truth because there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks out of his own character, for he is a liar and he is the father of lies. He is the father of fake news, the devil. You know, when you look at it from the biblical perspective, it all makes sense. It really does. When you try to say, well, it's this guy's fault because he's a Democrat or this guy's a Republican or this guy's something else, when you try to look at it from that, it's confusing. But when you realize that the devil hates God so much, he wants to confuse everything. He is the author of confusion, and he is the father of lies, which is what fake news is. And when you look at it from that perspective, it really makes a lot of sense. I can understand that. Now I know why he is the God with the little g of this world. He has to have fake news. He's the great counterfeiter. He counterfeits everything. God bless you. Okay, so now we know a little bit about what fake news is, who the father of it is. Now let's see how it affects us. That's an important thing we need to do. We need only go back. If you want to see today how fake news affects us, all we have to do is go back to the 60s. Just go back to the 60s. I was born in 47, so I'm speaking from experience. The 60s was a time when Satan was allowed, because he doesn't do anything without permission from God, when Satan was allowed to influence young people with fake news about liberalism and drugs. It's that simple. It was a time of down with the establishment. Anything goes. It was a time of progressive liberalism. That's when progressive liberalism was born. It was born in the era of sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Anything goes. We should all be able to do what we want. And today, you and I are living with the results of those fake news. What's going on in our country today is a result of what happened back in the 60s. Now, somebody would argue with that, but that's okay. But let me give you some reasons why I say that. Sexual perversion has been legalized. Drugs have been legalized for recreational use. Sex education is being taught to our children in high school. Abortion is legal on demand. And progressive liberals have kicked God out of classrooms, courthouses, and public buildings. That's the effect of the fake news of the 60s. And I would remind you all of this one thing. All of those five things I just told you, minus kicking God out of classrooms, courthouses, and public buildings, all of those other things were illegal and punishable by jail time before the 60s. Today, the fake news has gotten through to the people, and the people that were in the 60s are in power in different places. And the result is what you see today in our world. That's how serious fake news is. And these are just a few of the changes that's taken place in our country during my lifetime. In several decades, the United States of America has went from a God-fearing country, a country that stood for something, for moral values. It's went from that to where we find it today. When you can't even go, no, you don't even know. I don't know. When I go out, I don't know what bathroom to go in. That's America today. Because of fake news. And I want to tell you, it's going to get better, but it's got to get a little worse here. As bad as fake news is in the world, I have to tell you this, its effect in the church is devastating. Fake news in the church is devastating. It's devastating because the majority of the 21st century evangelical Christians no longer believe in the absolute truth of Scripture. They don't believe it. Fake news is so widespread in Christendom today that many professing Christians believe that the absolute truth of Scripture is conditional. They believe that. They believe that this book is conditional. There's gray areas in this book, in their mind anyway. There are gray areas in Scripture. They believe that there are exceptions to Scripture. They believe that Scripture today is irrelevant to the modern era that we live in. Some believe that Scripture is not even inspired. And some evangelical Christians think that the doctrine of God, the doctrine of God, is nothing more than a guide. It's not absolute. They believe that. And right now, I dare say, in millions of people are in churches right now, and somebody standing up before them fulfilling everything I just told you. Beloved, these are not things that the Bible teaches us. Rather, those things are the building blocks of fake news. If you look at God's word and you think there's exceptions in there, that's fake news. If you look at God's word and you think it's not inspired, that's fake news. If you look at God's word and you think it's irrelevant to today because it was written 2,000 years ago, that's fake news. These things dilute, they dissolve, and they destroy a person's faith in the truth. They are the antithesis or the polar opposite of absolute truth. I have to ask a question. How in the world do people live without an absolute truth? How do you do that? Even when I was unsaved, there were certain absolute truths I believed in. I believed I was going to die. That's an absolute truth. But people today don't believe that. How do you know? Well, they got chirogenics. They're saving the head, and then when they find a cure for the body, they're going to put everything back together again. That's just another attempt to be God. How do you live without absolute truths? I don't know. I couldn't do it. And now that I know the truth, and I know how absolute it is, it's ridiculous to think that there isn't an absolute truth. All I have to do is look around me. You know, Paul warned the church at Ephesus about fake news in our text. He wrote, "And from among your own selves will arise men speaking twisted things." That's false news. Just another way of saying false news. And they're doing that to draw away the disciples after them. You ever notice when you go in a church, if you've ever been in a church where God isn't in it? I call it an Ichabod church. The glory of God has departed from that a long time ago. You ever notice when you go in there, everybody's friendly. They all, come on, let's go here. Come on, let's go there. I'm trying to draw you into that. And then the very moment you say something that's scriptural, oh, well, I don't know where you got that from. And Paul also warned the Corinthian church to be aware of Satan's fake news. Listen to what he says in 2 Corinthians 11:4. "But I am afraid that as the serpent deceived Eve by his cunning, your thoughts will be led astray from a sincere and pure devotion to Christ." I dare say even in believing churches, there are many people whose, their thoughts are drawn away from Christ. Their thoughts go over to here, their thoughts go over to here or over there. They're not Christocentric. Their God is not in the center of their life. And that's one of the problems. If God is not Christocentric in your life, if he's not the center of your life, it doesn't take long to be drawn away. It doesn't take much. It doesn't take but a few drops of fake news to pull you away. But I'm here to tell you guys this morning that there is an absolute truth. I'm here to tell you that all the fake news in the world will never change the absolute truth of God's word. Regardless of what the world says, regardless of what an apostate church says, and regardless of what Lucifer says, there is an eternal God who has declared and proven the absolute truth of Scripture. It's proven. We talked a little bit about that this morning in Bible study. Let me tell you how it's proven. Romans 3:23. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Sin is universal. That's an absolute truth. Proverbs 21:2. Every way of a man is right in his own eyes. That's an absolute truth. John 3:16, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. That's an absolute truth. 1 Corinthians 15:6-20, but in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, and he appeared to more than 500 brothers at one time. It's recorded in history that Jesus lived, and that he died, and he resurrected from the dead. And we can see proof of that in the 21st century by looking around. He changed the world. Before Christ, there were no hospitals. There were no orphanages. He changed the world. It's an absolute truth that Jesus Christ raised from the dead and that he was God. And Job 37:38. We see the laws of nature and the laws of physics explained perfectly. And that's another absolute truth, that there is a creator, a sovereign God, who is in charge of all creation. You see, the problem in the world today is that fake news is nothing but a lie or shades of a lie. But the absolute truth is unbending and unyielding. It is the truth, period. And as Christians, we have to believe that in that absolute truth, we have to obey that absolute truth, and we have to integrate it in our lives every day. And then, fake news falls on deaf ears. You know the expression, I care, but I don't care. I care because it affects me, but I don't care because I know it's part of the plan for my life. I care that Donald Trump is in there. I don't care how he handles North Korea because I know he's not doing it anyway. See, that's an absolute truth you can live with. You know, there's a show on television about Einstein that's called The Theory of Everything. I got to tell you, when I got saved, it was 3 months, and I knew everything. I had the theory of everything down right here. Right here. You save yourself some money. Don't go see that movie. You got it right here. This is the theory of everything condensed. Because it's absolutely true. It's never been proven wrong. There's not one word that has not been fulfilled in its entirety. Josh McDowell wrote a book. I told this morning's class. He wrote a book, Evidence Demands a Verdict. And in that book, you see the magnificence of God's word, the way over 1,400 years, or excuse me, yeah, 1,400 years, 40 authors from kings to fishermen to shepherds, didn't know each other, were from different regions, hadn't read each other's work, put together something that is seamless There's no man, you can't see a seam in the Bible. There's no seam in it. If any, we do something, there's a seam in it. When the human mind does something by itself, there's a seam, always a seam, because we're not perfect. But the Bible is perfect. What does the Bible say? The word is perfect, converting the soul. It's a living word. And when you have... Psalm 138:2 from the peanut gallery. Yes. Yes. And because of its perfection, we, as believers in that absolute truth, we got to be the happiest and joyous people in the world. How can we have a bad hair day knowing that no matter what happens, we have a God that says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And if God be for us, who will be against us? And if God was willing to give us his own son, shall he not give us everything? And he did. And he did it not because of false news or fake news. He did it because he loved us. And in loving us, he enlightened us, and he gave us this absolute truth. And this absolute truth is this, that he is never, ever going to let any one of us go. No matter what the world says, no matter what the devil says, no matter what, no matter what you say, you're in his grip. Now, if you know Christ as your Savior, you can walk out of here and your joy level should be right up there because you have the absolute truth. And I have to tell you something, that's probably the most valuable thing in this world. I think gold's going for like $1,286 an ounce. That is not even worth mentioning. What is your peace worth? What is that worth? To go to bed at night and living in a world like this and seeing how it is and knowing that it's all under control. Really, it is. The Bible says that God's children will not be subject to wrath. Go home rejoicing in that absolute truth, and know that fake news really has no effect on you at all. But if you're not saved, then you're being tossed back and forth by fake news. Well, this one said this, and should I believe that? And you have a choice. You can go through your life like that, or you can submit yourself to God, to Jesus Christ, and you can ask him to forgive you. You can ask him to come into your heart. And he will. If you do that, then you'll have that absolute truth as well. Go home, brothers and sisters, and rejoice. That's his will for your life. Let's pray. Father, we know that the only absolute truth in this whole world is your word. There is no truth that even comes close to that. It's the standard for everything. We thank you for that. We thank you for the comfort we get from that. We thank you, Lord, that we have that to hold on to. That's our hope. Thank you, Father. And I pray as we leave here today that you would indeed ratchet up our joy level, Lord, so that our faith is strengthened, and Lord, that we might be able to go into this world today and tomorrow and every day knowing that we have the absolute truth of God. We ask it in Christ's name. Amen. Our closing hymn.